cheese, please, yes. Cheese, please, is so fine.
You want to listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil will spin their hits. It's all cheesy music. They love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again. Glad you could make it. Sit down, relax in front of the radio, and enjoy another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Hey, we're bringing you the Wacky, Warped, and Weird this week. And Daffodil, I never told you about the memo we got that said that we could never do words anymore on our show.
I didn't hear anything about that.
I said that once.
I know you said it, but that doesn't make it a memo.
No, because I lied.
Exactly.
I just didn't want to do word shows anymore. The home office said, you know, well, the home office doesn't exist, so it doesn't matter.
I know. The only home office is here.
Exactly. So
And I said I wanted to do a word show.
And I said, well, you know, the home office came up with it. But then I decided to resinge on my comment.
Renege?
Oh, that's what the word is?
That's what the word is.
I'm sorry. I decided to renege on what I said, and we're doing word shows again. Right. So there.
You know, not all the time, just every once in a while when we can't think of anything else to do.
That's pretty much it, you know, and it's time to dig into the Cheese Please archive of music that is massive. Thousands and thousands of songs.
And what word did you decide on, oh great guru?
Well, no, you made this up, didn't you?
I did. You came in and you said, pick a word.
Yes.
And I gave you a word and you didn't like it. You said, pick another word.
Yes. And?
And I gave you another word and you didn't like that one either.
So I decided to go with new, N-E-W, because I can spell that. And, you know, it's
easy to find songs.
Oh, there's all kinds of new stuff going on that we won't be playing.
No, we're playing old cheesy stuff.
Yes, yes, with titles that start with N, E, and W.
Perfect.
We'll get to W a little later on. E's coming up in the not-too-distant future, of course. But we're starting off with the letter N, because, you know, the word starts off that way, right?
Exactly.
We've got William Shatner coming up shortly with No Tears for Caesar. The one song he did for this independent film back in the 90s that is forgetful, but the song is not forgettable.
Okay.
Called No Tears for Caesar. But we're starting off with a real schmutzy thing from the 70s, John Gilbert's No Charge. Get the tissues ready on
New Cheese, Please.
Our little boy came up to his mother in the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper that he'd been writing on. And after his mom dried her hands on an apron, she read it. And this is what it said. For cutting the grass, $5. For cleaning up my room this week, $1. For going to the store for you, 50 cents. Babysitting my kid brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the garbage, $1. For getting a good report card, $5. For cleaning up and raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, I'll tell you, his mother looked at him, standing there expecting. Boy, I could see the memories flashing through her mind. So she picked up the pen, turned the paper over he'd written on, and this is what she wrote. for the 9 months I carried you, while you were growing inside me. No charge. And for all the nights that I've sat up with you, I've doctored and I've prayed for you. No charge. And for all the times and all the tears that you've caused through the years, there's no charge. When you add it all up, the cost of my love is no charge. Nights that were filled with dread, for the worries I knew were ahead, no charge. And for all the advice, the knowledge, and the cost of your college, no charge. For the toys, food, clothes, and even wiping your nose, there's no charge, son. And when you add it all up, the full cost of real love is no charge.
The cost of real love is no charge.
Well, friend, when our son finished reading what his mother had written, there were great big old tears in his eyes. And he looked straight up at his mother and said, "Mom, I sure do love you." And then he took the pen, and in great big letters he wrote, "Paid in full."
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Your answer to I'm crazy all for the love of you.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. No tears. Tears for Caesar. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is often interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. The noble Brutus have told you Caesar was ambitious. If it were so, it was a grievous fault, and grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honorable man, so are they all honorable men. This was a man. No tears for Caesar.
Trap, stab, good. It's like a soul chill at war. It's not in our stars, but in ourselves. That he's grown so great for faith. The greatest Roman of all, no tears for Caesar. That is what made the wood king. God was died many times before this. The blade went deep. Blood, rain.
Stick his dad down. Kill him. We hate the beast.
Caesar, rest in peace. Now Caesar, a good man,
miscreant. We hate.
Sacrifice for his peace. Great Caesar.
The evil that you do.
Don't cry, Caesar.
Don't cry, Caesar.
Keep your head to the sky. It's all right. The evil that you think. Don't cry, Caesar.
Beware.
Don't cry, Caesar.
The eye.
Count stop in times before the death. The brave went deep. Love, great. Stick down, kill, give the beast. Since you rest in peace, he's down to cease. A good man makes nature and hates. Sacrifice for police.
You all did see that on the looper call I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious. And sure, he is an honorable man. I speak not to disprove what Brutus spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause. What cause withholds you then to mourn for him?
All judgment, thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason. Bear with me. My heart is in the coffin there with Caesar, and I must pause till it come back to me. Then fall, Caesar. Then fall. Come back to me. Beware. This was the man. This was the man. This was the man. A tears for Caesar. Tears for the man. Kill them.
Cry havoc. Let's slip the dogs of war. Come war. Come war. 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 We're lost.
Pleased with Will Shatt and No Tears for Caesar. That guy actually pleads in that Caesar thing.
To Shakespeare.
Thank you.
The words he was saying, Shakespeare.
He played on television in the late 50s in Canada.
Yes, he was acting at Stratford.
Yes,
and before he actually went to Hollywood.
Yes, and in television on the CBC played in Shakespeare. Go figure. That's where he met up with his best friend. The guy that killed him, one of them Star Trek episodes. No, the evil guy. Yeah, the Sound of Music guy.
Yes, well, Mr. Plummer.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Plummer. That's the funny part. He was his enemy in one of the Star Trek movies, and then he played in Sound of Music, but they were great friends.
Yes, and the Sound of Music happened before Star Trek anyway.
Yes, and before...
Timeline.
Before that, we had Canadian radio talk show host John Gilbert and his only record I know of doing... No Charge. Gets me right there. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have now moved on to the letter E.
Oh, E, yes. By the way, if you haven't figured it out, all this week, it's our new show. New, but not improved.
No, because we're not trying to do something new. We're just trying to use the letters in the word new to make songs.
Yes. Well, we don't make songs exactly here. We just play the songs that fit the whole thing.
Nitpicky.
Yes. William and Deli coming up with Elementary, My Dear Watson, coming up shortly as part of the E in New. But we're starting off, oh, why? We always like playing this. At least you like playing it.
Yes.
Yes. Miss Piggy and Exercise Your Rights on...
Cheese, please.
Good manners and proper behavior are important, but there are times when you must exercise your rights. After all, letting people walk all over you may be good exercise for them, but it's lousy for you. You don't have to just sit there and take it. This next aerobic workout will help you express your feelings and exercise your rights. First, let's just jump up and down and scream a couple of times, just to get warmed up. All right. Stand up straight, feet a teensy bit apart, inhale, hold your breath, and jump, and jump, and jump, and jump, and let it out! Let's do it again, and this time let's really hit the ceiling. Inhale, hold your breath, and jump. Ready? One! This next exercise is very useful for dealing with creeps. All you have to do is yell, "You weirdo!" Give him a chop and a kick and bounce away. Here we go. Follow me. "You weirdo! Hi-ya! Again. "You weirdo! Once again. "You weirdo! Hi-ya!"
Your ears and significant other will probably scream at you for listening to this wacky, warped, and wonderfully weird music. Jeez.
There goes the rascal!
The plot thickens. It was a cold, drizzly winter afternoon in London.
Afternoon, Lestrade!
Sherlock Holmes and myself, Dr. Watson, were sitting in our sitting room amidst a thick cloud of pipe tobacco smoke. Holmes had just solved a big case from the sitting room while plinking on his violin. That's why I said, "Holmes, tell me more of your devilishly clever observations and deductions."
"Elementary, my dear Watson."
"Sir Shipler Strode, it's me."
"Any girl you know will say the same, that a man's eye is quicker than his brain."
"Holmes, you are a genius."
"Elementary, my dear Watson."
"Who did it, Lestrade? How should I know?"
"It's a known fact in every land that a girl's mouth works harder than her hand."
"It sounds simple enough after you explain it, Holmes. Tell me more."
"Why does a baby cry? Because he feels something funny. Why does a maiden sigh? Because she spent all her money."
"Most amazing, Holmes."
"Elementary, my dear Watson. All those spots I see on your new vest indicate that your lunch was of the best."
"Scott Holmes, how in the world did you ever ascertain what I had for lunch?"
"You know my methods, Watson."
Geez Louise, with William and Daly and...
"By George, I tell you, it's rather violent in London on that record. Elementary, my dear Watson."
"At Sherlock Holmes, there's lots of murders."
"But all at once?"
"Sometimes."
"Certainly seems that way. And previous before that, which seems to be our slightly violent set, is Miss Piggy and Exercising Your Rights, which includes karate chops and...
high kicks.
And door slams and everything else. Wow, that's our violent set."
"Yeah, it was the eek set."
"Okay, either way, I didn't plan on that, but that's the way it worked out. My name is Starfdude."
"And I'm Daffodil. Yep, it's our new show."
"New! Improved!" "Well, not improved."
"Not improved."
No,
"That will never happen."
"I don't know.
How can you improve on perfection?"
"You're slightly... I don't know. You're rather modest, Daffodil."
"Absolutely."
"Okay, well, let's get back into it. We did the N's. We did the E's.
It's time for the W's.
Coming up shortly, we have Postmodern Jukebox and their take on the Spice Girls classic Wannabe.
And you want to be listening to this one because it's different.
It is. But we're starting off with Dave Feel and Walking Through the Kitchen of My Mind. I just felt like doing that.
Yes.
On?
Choose, please.
Walking through the kitchen of my mind.
You baked an apple pie, my favorite kind. You cooked it a little too long, but I act like nothing's wrong. You're walking through the rooms of my mind, and you roam the living room of my mind. There's a real sad show on Channel 9. A tear comes to your eye, and I reach out to try. You're walking through the rooms of my mind. Beside me with your body close to mine, you thrill me so much with your soft and gentle touch. You're walking through the rooms of my mind.
Records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really want.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you want to get with me, you better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we will be just fine.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really want. Tell me what you want.
You gotta say.
please, please, Postmodern Jukebox, the Spice Girls song Wannabe, 40s style, I think.
Yeah.
I can't
Something
say.
Something like that. Big band style.
Oh, wow.
Doo-wop style.
It takes a whole different look at the whole song.
Postmodern Jukebox does that with all kinds of songs.
Oh, I know.
It is fabulous.
We got to play some more of them.
It is. I could do a whole Daffodil's Birthday Show. It could be all Postmodern Jukebox, and I'd be a happy girl.
Yeah, especially if they give us money to do that.
Yeah, they won't do that.
And before that, we's playing the country songs there with Watkins Earl, the kitchen of my mind. And maybe he goes backwards and he gets his dog back and his woman back and everything else.
Not so sure about that.
Well, I don't know. Is it that's the whole joke with country music? I don't know what to think about it these days. It's sort of like a techno weird type music.
It's pop music.
I guess. Country pop.
It's all country pop.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have reached the end of another episode of Cheese Please.
But wait, Daffodil.
There's more.
I get to play a new song.
An actual song that has new in the title.
Yes, exactly. Strawberry Shortcake doing the Frank Sinatra classic New York, New York in her own little way. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy. Come back and join us again. I'm sure there will be shenanigans.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes.
Sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC, striving to provide points of view that are rarely expressed in mainstream media.